Hello, and welcome to our quarterly podcast discussing activities to support consistent application. And in this podcast, we'll cover the last quarter of 2022. So although we've passed already the middle of January, I'm still going to go ahead and say Happy New Year to all of our listeners. I'm Rihanna Wiesner, a member of the ISB staff's technical leadership team, and I'm joined today by Javed Osani, another member of our leadership team, and of course, Bruce McKenzie, a member of the ISB and also the chair of the Interpretations Committee. So in today's podcast, we'll cover the discussions at the November Interpretations Committee meeting. And although we don't have a lot to cover today, I'm hoping it will still be interesting to you. We'll start with the November Interpretations Committee meeting, where the committee discussed one new submission related to IFRS 16, the standard on leases, and the committee also provided input on the post-implementation review of IFRS 15 and advice on a number of potential annual improvements. While we won't be going into the detail of any of these annual improvements, I thought it would be helpful to just reflect on exactly what annual improvements are. So annual improvements involve limited changes to IFRS accounting standards that either clarify the wording in the standard or correct relatively minor unintended consequences, oversights, or conflict between the existing requirements in the standards. So while not a required step in the due process, we have often found it useful to obtain advice from the committee on these matters before taking papers to the ISB. The meeting papers and the recording of the committee's discussion on these annual improvements is available on our website. With that, let's move on to the submission on IFRS 16 that the committee discussed. Javed, do you want to give an overview of the question?
Yes, of course. Thank you, Rihanna, and hello to everyone listening. The submission the committee discussed was about whether a contract that included a particular type of substitution right contains a lease. In the fact pattern, a company entered into a 10-year contract in which a supplier provides 100 similar new batteries that will be used in electric buses that the company owns or leases from other parties. The contract allows the supplier to substitute the batteries with alternative batteries at any point during the contract. But if a battery were to be substituted, the supplier would be required to compensate the company. This compensation would cover any revenue lost or cost incurred while that substitution takes place. Now, whether substitution is economically beneficial for the supplier at any point in time depends on both the amount of compensation that's payable to the customer and the condition of the battery. At the time of the inception of the contract, it's expected that the supplier would not benefit economically from substituting a battery that has been used for less than 3 years. So in other words, at contract inception, the supplier was not expected to benefit economically from substitution for at least the first 3 years of the contract. The committee was asked two questions. The first was whether to consider each battery separately or to consider all batteries together when assessing whether the contract contains a lease. So on this first question, the applicable requirements are in paragraph B12 of IFRS 16. And what that paragraph says is that an entity assesses whether a contract contains a lease for each potential separate lease component. So the committee observed that in the fact pattern that it was discussing, the customer is able to benefit from the use of each battery together with other resources that are readily available to it, and each battery was neither highly dependent on nor highly interrelated with the other batteries. So the potential separate lease component is each battery. Having considered this, the committee therefore concluded that the customer assesses whether the contract contains a lease for each battery. Now, the second question asked how to assess whether the contract contains a lease given the particular substitution right that was included in the contract. and the committee spent a lot of its time discussing this question. Bruce, perhaps you can explain what the committee discussed and what it concluded on the second question.
Sure, thanks, Javed. Let me go through that. So first, let's take a look at the relevant requirements in IFRS 16. Now, applying IFRS 16, remember, a contract is or contains a lease if the contract conveys the right to control the use of an identified asset for a period of time in exchange for consideration. Now, IFRS 16 says that a customer does not have the right to use an identified asset if the supplier has a substantive right to substitute the asset throughout the period of use. Now, in that case, the supplier, and not the customer, controls the use of the asset. Now, in this situation, there is no identified asset and the contract does not contain a lease. Now, IFRS 16 lists two conditions for a substitution right to be substantive. Firstly, the supplier must have the practical ability to substitute an alternative asset throughout the period of use. And secondly, the supplier needs to be able to benefit economically from exercising its substitution right. Now, only when both of these conditions exist is a substitution right substantive. Now, the committee observed that the requirements in IFRS 16 related to substitution rights sets a high hurdle to conclude that there's no identified asset. Now, in the submitted fact pattern, it was assumed that the supplier has the practical ability to substitute alternative assets throughout the contract term. The committee observed, however, that the second condition, which is whether the supplier would benefit economically from exercising that substitution right, does not exist throughout the period of use. In particular, the supplier is not expected to benefit economically from exercising its substitution right for at least the first 3 years of the contract. Therefore, the committee concluded that, in the fact pattern described in the request, each battery is an identified asset. To assess whether the contract contains a lease, the customer would then need to apply the other relevant requirements in IFRS 16.
Thank you, Bruce. So the committee has published a tentative agenda decision on this topic. That tentative agenda decision is out for comment until 6th of February, and we look forward to hearing from you. As a reminder, you can catch up on previous episodes of this and IASB podcast on our website, as well as our YouTube channel and Spotify. For latest developments, make sure to subscribe on our website. If you like this podcast, please do take some time to rate, review, and subscribe on your preferred podcast player. And with that, we will sign off until next time. Thank you for listening.